Blog Talk Radio. real rough riders.
Why you should've spoke up, man, when I'm older? Leave that to me. Tell Hodge Malik, the man with a plan who went for it all. Like Marauders on a mission where we turn dance hall.
Sucker boy, Trini man. Ride out when Mike in my hand. Love all of me fun. One, two, three, them all of the gang.
Move a cup of pan of weed and a cup of dollar van. Rock pocket, find another plan. Yeah.
Kia done.
Push up on the one.
And pick up the sound, man.
Give me the DJ walk.
Hey, yo, put some of my talk.
Then I wanna, brother, then I wanna. It's your outline of my first clock chalk.
Early in the night when you bring out the music with the pockets in the bank and the sound, man. Music live and direct when the door goes down.
Like an idiot, boy, you know when I fuck up.
Big tune make the world go around.
Make way, bring the sound boy crowd.
Them finna, where the wicked is song.
One bustin' on your face, make a sound boy crowd.
just don't understand. They say love is compromise. What does that leave us? When I look in your eyes, you seem to care. Then you lead me to another place. It isn't fair, all these rules you make. I just can't stay around with all your foolish games. It's like a miracle I've made it this far. And you say you won't keep fighting, but I know you will. It's like a cycle, and still you keep pulling me
A woman is a female human being regardless of age, race, sexual orientation. We are not weak. We represent strength. Walking around with the weight of the world on our shoulders, the most disrespected species on the planet, on the face of this planet. Have you forgotten that we make this world go round? We walk tight ropes with diamonds, gold, sapphires, and rubies around our necks. You call us dirty names openly, humiliating us because you couldn't get your way. How dare we exercise our women's rights live in a male-dominated society, we fall prey to the brainwashing of the media, magazines, music videos, and television telling us what is considered beautiful. We are told to look pretty, but keep your mouth closed. Nobody cares if you're smart. We can't win in the boardroom because being told our sales pitch is cute. Sit down, cross your legs, and unbutton your blouse a few. And maybe, just maybe, you will take us seriously. Brandon, Tina, you say boys don't cry, right? Brutally beaten, raped, and shot because he loved another woman? Did he deserve to die because of his sexuality? Blam. Ruled a suicide over a traffic ticket? Not buying this Tell the truth. We still waiting. Black Lives Matter. So you want to put fear in us like we go back down? We stay prepared. When you least expect it, we will surprise you with a vengeance that doesn't require violence. Angela Davis. Viola Davis, Angela Bassett, Oprah, Beyonce, Queen Latifah, Maya Angelou, Michelle Obama, Ellen DeGeneres, Jill Scott, Janet Jackson, Amaya Scott, Laverne Cox, #MeToo. We are fed up with being taken advantage of and staying quiet, breaking these chains around our feet and necks. We take back everything you stole from us. Being together, sisters, straight, trans, lesbian, we got this. You laugh now, but very soon, you'll be crying later, homie. All your little dirty secrets are coming out little by little. Be very afraid, because now the tables are turning. As women, we stand here right now with our shoulders back, head high, crown fixed, unbreakable, untouchable, invincible. Your harsh words have no power. This is where the cycle ends. We made it. Hey, what's up, what's up? How y'all doing? So that was a new piece that I did called We Made It. I debuted that piece about 3 months ago at the MTUG Telethon. And then also at my first feature, Bad Jacket Release Party. It's a literary magazine. I submitted that same poem. It got accepted. And I will be reading that next week along with some new pieces. So I'm very excited that piece will be in publication. And yeah, that's about it. Oh, and that'll be one of the pieces that I'll be reading for my second showcase as well, introducing Danny X, the alter ego of Danny Sky. Tickets going on sale 2 weeks, March 1st at midnight, $15. I have a meet and greet, the Sky combo, which is $30. You get to see yours truly, Danny Sky, 90 minutes. You get to ask him any kind of questions. I'm going to have goodie bags. We're going to have some light hors d'oeuvres, some wine, take the selfies, all that good shit. And then after that, show going to start at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a phenomenal show. 15 poems, mix of new and old pieces. And the intro is going to be tight. So I'm working on my intro. I'm getting a choreographer. So you're going to definitely see a side that you have not seen of me. I'm bringing back my B-girl style that I used to do back in the day. So it's going to be fun. So, like I said, it's Danny Sky, open letter. Today, I have the ladies of Erotica Avenue. I have Miss She Evolve in the building. And then I have Voice and Kayla Renee, a.k.a. White Chocolate, on the line. Danny Sky is part of Danny Sky's open letter is part of DSC Network, presented by Danny Sky LLC. And if you want to call into the studio, just say, hey, I want to hear myself breathing hard. You call in at 516-453-9392. Again, it's 516-453-9392. If you'd like to be on the show, you can email me at DannySky1980@yahoo.com. Or if you follow me on Facebook, you can hit me up at DannySkyENT, ENT, capital letters, short for entertainment. Go on that page. You can message me on there as well. Fellas, do not message me on my fan page asking me out on dates, because I've had a guy that did that a few weeks ago. He was like, hey, I bet you get asked out a lot. Are you dating anybody? Hold on, bro. Yes, I get asked out a lot, but this page is not for that. That is not any of your concern. This is for fan and business related. If you want to book me for a gig, if you're a fan, you want to ask a question, okay. If you're just being hella thirsty, I just need you to just like the pics. Like, don't ask me no questions like that, okay? So, no. And then also, you can follow me on Instagram at DannySky1980 as well. So, I am going to get the ladies on the line. All right. Danny Sky, open letter. So who am I speaking with today?
Hey.
Hello. Hey, who there? Who hey?
Oh, that's Kayla Renee.
Hey, white chocolate in the house.
I apologize if you hear loud noises. I'm at a basketball game, but I'm in the hallway, so hopefully it won't be too loud. I'm in the hallway.
Hey, boy.
Hey, we got a voice up in the building. Awesome. Everybody called in. Everybody here on time. See, that's the difference between the ladies and the fellas. I had one person that called and I hung up. Then I had one person that called. The only person that called in on time is Kelvin, because it's like he was online for good, like 5-10 minutes. Trooper. Everybody else just came trickling in. And then Soul Brother D was the last person at 3 o'clock. I was like, see, I'm not going to beat up on Kelvin because he called when he was supposed to call. But I'm all like, everybody else, I'm just like, y'all knew what time to call. I messaged y'all last night. I said, hey, this is what time you calling. Q, I'll give Q a break too because he just had a baby. So he was at the hospital with his son. So. I give a soul, Brother D. He called in. He ain't, I don't know why he called in 3. He better have been at work. No, but anyway, it's been put out later on today. So, like I said, I have some questions I'm going to ask everybody. So, I'm going to start with T-Ball first, and she's in the studio, and then I'm going to go around. So Miss She Evolve, so tell us about welcome to Open Letter. Hey. Yeah, you should see how she got her little bad girl boots on today. How can I look at you? I feel underdressed today. She told me looking like a vixen. No, you gonna look tomorrow. I'm like a completely different person. Y'all gonna be looking like, where Danny at? Oh my gosh. That is you? Well, wow. Well, so I'm gonna be playing like you ain't nobody business now. I am. I'm gonna be looking for a fake number. I'm gonna call my cell phone more. But so tell us about your upbringing.
Well, I'm not a only brat. I was born in New Orleans, or right outside of New Orleans, on Army Base. I believe it's called Fort Polk, Louisiana. Moved to Texas for like 5 years, then moved to Germany. And stayed there for a while, and then I ended up in Fort Polk. I've been here for quite a while, since elementary school. So.
Wow.
That was not my choice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No disrespect to say, I need some more weather. It's not going to, we're going through all the seasons in the last 4 days.
That's not fair. You will have all 4 seasons in, anything dog day. Like you
make that Thursday and Cleveland on Friday.
Okay. Trying to get up. Yeah, So, hey, if you're just tuning in, social media, hey, I have Miss She Evolve in the building, the other two ladies, Voice and Kayla Renee, aka White Chocolate, in the building. We had the fellas, they all called in, and we had a good time. So, you can listen to that interview later on today. So, as Miss She Evolve was telling us, who is up here? She was telling us that she started off as a military brat, and that's crazy, because I'm just like, that's what, mute your phone. Why am I muting my phone? Okay. Oh, she probably telling Kayla. Oh. Yeah, because Kelvin, he started off as a military brat as well. So I'm just like, oh, these military brats. I'm like, okay. Because he's from Alabama, and then his grandmother stays here. So his parents have moved here so he can be stable. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then I didn't know he grew up on a farm. So he was like, right. Yeah, like feeding chickens and cows and stuff like that. He was in the deep, deep south. Like, yeah, it is. It is. And all right, so Miss Kayla Renee, tell us about your upbringing.
Oh, I'm from U City. Born and bred. I grew up on 82nd or 8 Deuce, that's what a lot of people call it. And I just got transferred, and I'm coming home. I'm gonna be starting at Brittany Woods Middle School on Tuesday. As a paraprofessional. So I'm excited, nervous, but basically, yeah. That's me. I grew up in U City. I try to come to a few things that U City has, but you know, I'll just be trying to promote family, because U City, we're all family. So, yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent, and we just doing the damn thing. Like U City, just doing everything. It's like so much talent comes like out of that community, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, to just be like, yep, I grew up in the city, I came. Actually, one of my poems I did the earlier show called Surviving the Sun, and I had made reference to it. I said I bleed black and gold, and
right.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, I heard that
82nd, you know, so yeah, and let people know, represent my hood, 8 Deuce, you know.
Right, that's me, 8 Deuce.
Yeah, so if you say 8 Deuce, you're like, oh shit. I'm like, right.
Yep. Yeah, you know, you're from New City if you say 8 Deuce.
Right. All right, Miss Boyce, so tell us about your upbringing.
Well, I was born and raised on the north side of St. Louis.
All right.
With my mom and my stepdad and my little brother, we're 2 years apart, one of my best friends in the whole world. Only time I spent outside of St. Louis was when I went to college. I went to Grambling State University in Louisiana.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So I'm kind of diverse. I went to an HBCU, but I went to Parkway Central, so we're all from St. Louis, you know, that's West County, but
right.
My home is North City.
Okay, so, yeah, I went to HBCU too. I went to Benedict in South Carolina. All two, all HBCUs in the house. Uh-oh.
Right.
Right.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's excellent.
I know. I miss them college days, man. Like, I be reminiscing and stuff.
I just the best time of my life.
Yeah. Them parties.
And now everybody's moms.
I know. I be trying to come back for homecoming, but every time I want to go back, like, that's always happening. I ain't got money, so I just like, I'm gonna go back one of these days, you know. But we'll see. I just been so busy with everything else, you know. But it'll be good to see everybody, you know. I still keep in contact. where everybody from college, they got like a page with all of us. And sometimes I share episodes like with the letters for like all my alumni people to like listen to and stuff. So, yeah. All right. So, all right. So, Mishi Evolve, what prompted you to pursue poetry?
Therapy.
Okay.
Yes. That was very. I moved around a lot as a child, so I needed something to focus myself.
Right.
Because I couldn't build it on relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I could always write, but I always have a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've been writing for a lot of years.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that's what poetry is therapy, because I get a lot of my shit out in poetry too, and some people, like, the bigger I start getting, like, a few people be like, don't rant, don't put all your business out there, and I'm just like, people gonna find out about everybody. So I'm just like, ain't no point of me trying to hide shit, because I was like, they gonna find out somehow. And I'm all like, and that's what makes me relatable, because like, I'm like, I didn't really do it. I'm a little person, you know. I still hurt and cry, and you know, like most persons, but I'm not gonna, you know, portray myself like, oh, I am so perfect. I'm daddy scout perfect. I don't never get sad. I'm always happy every day, all day. Yay. I'm like, no, I get my heart broken. And I'll be like, really make me mad. I'm like, you know what? Nigga, fuck you. Okay? Fuck you. Your bitch ass. And I'm going to write a motherfucking poem about you. And I'm going to call your ass out. What? You know, so people like it. You know, people still love me. You still want to book me for shit? So I'm just like, hey, it ain't stopping nothing. So, yeah, I think it'd be the person that get wary, you know, and they're calling me out. I'm like, but hey, though. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I'm like, you fucked up, but you don't want me letting everybody know what you did. So, I'm all like, oh, I'm going to let them know. I'm going to subliminally let them know. Yeah, I guess I ain't. I just care for this shit about you. Everybody like, oh, I know what you talking about. Okay, and I'm all like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I warned you before. Like, you seen my performances. You knew if you got involved in what you were going to expect. You know? Don't ask the price. All right, Miss Kayla. So, what prompted you to get into poetry?
Well, I've been writing for a long time, probably since like middle school. But I don't know, one day I was like looking online and I was like, I really need to do something different with my life. I had a lot of stuff that's happened to me. And I just, one day I went and I searched open mic, and I was like really nervous, and I went to this open mic and I ran into somebody I knew from like my neighborhood, and they were like, hey, it was like my friend, my next door neighbor's daughter, and she does spoken word, and she was like, you should do something. And she was like, I see you have your notebook, just get up there, it'll be okay, everybody's really friendly and nice. And so I like nervously went up there with my little notebook. Because if you've ever seen me, I always have my notebook. I did it, and everybody liked what I was doing, so I felt like it felt comfortable. I still get nervous every time I go up there, but at least I feel like I'm expressing myself. I'm not keeping it all bottled up, because that's like what I used to do. I would write stuff, but I wouldn't like get it out other than writing. So I would still be all like tense and mad, and so that's what it does for me. But I've only been doing it for like, I don't know, a year or so.
Yeah, because that's how I started off. I started off writing my notebook as well, like when I was 13, and then after that, once I started writing books, then I had to progress to the laptop and the flash drive, and I just gradually start getting back into the notebooks. Like, I feel like to me the notebook is better, but I type my poems up because then I know it's gonna turn into a book. So I hate like writing it by hand and then I gotta type it up again. So that's why I just rather kind of like type my stuff if I know it's gonna get published. Because I remember when I was yesterday, they said, do I share my poems individually online? I'm like, no. I'm like, I have poetry collections. I have books. I'm all like, who? And I was trying to figure out where we're getting it. I'm like, where are you getting it? And he's saying that I can post my poems on iTunes, like do like an audio and then try to sell it for like 99 cents, something like that. And I was just like, well, I had a plan on doing a whole album, like, later on down the line. Okay. I'm just like, I want to do an EP. You know, I don't want to just drop, like, audio poems here and there and stuff. You know, I'm like, musicians can do that. I'm all like, poets, I don't know. It's probably some poets that do that, but I'm like, I'd rather just have a whole project instead of just one poem at a time. And, he was saying, like, he had some kind of project up and that I had to audition. And I'm just like, when you asked to be on Smoking the Mic, I didn't say you had to audition. I said you had to come to regular open mic. And the regular open mic is secretly your audition. I don't tell people when they be really open mic, oh, this is your audition, because then you get nervous. I just like, no, this comes to regular open mic. And secretly, that is your audition, because I look and see what you can do. And if I like what you can do, I bring you on as a feature, you know. But he had like an audition for it. I told him, I said, okay, well, I'm interested in stuff, but you gotta like, you know, have some kind of product out and gotta audition. And I'm thinking, like, first of all, I've been doing this for 15 years. You coming at me like I'm an amateur, but I gotta audition. I'm all like, I look at myself, man, I'm a Mariah Carey of poetry. I got an audition for shit. Okay.
Right.
So I got an audition. I'm all like, don't you know I got my own mic? I've been doing it for 3 months, and I sold out 2 shows in 1 weekend. I'm all like, you know, I got a fucking audition? I'm all like, fuck you. I got an audition for shit. Yeah, I'm all like, you don't got no flyers? You ain't told me no time, no date. I ain't got no other information on this. I'm like, are you actually having a show? Or are you just talking about having a show? I'm like, at least I can back up my shit and say, hey, I got flowers. I got stuff I'm posting on social media, da 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 da. But when he talk a lot of shit, like, he always, like, trying to do, like, he doing something. But he really ain't doing nothing. But then he trying to critique my show. Like, yeah, like the last show that I had, he trying to critique it. Tell me everything I did wrong. Yeah, I be doing this and this. And I'm like, did you put any money into this? Like, did you buy them that cake that you was eating at Snoop's? Did you fucking buy that? No, you didn't. You up there smacking gums eating that cake, but you up there trying to tell me how to run my show. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, and he had 2 ladies he brought with him, and he's all like, they say they wouldn't go come back. I'm like, fuck them too. Sure, I'm not like, you know what I mean? People do come back to Smoke the Mic. Like, whoever don't come back, every month, there's still new people that come back. So I'm all like, people are still going to come. So I'm like, whoever don't come after that, I'm all like, they can kiss my ass. Because I'm all like, your energy was whack. Didn't need your ass there. So I'm just like, it doesn't matter. I'm all like, apparently, I feel like if you felt that way, then you weren't there for the right reason. You paying with a closed mind. When you pay with a mind, you enjoy yourself. When you enjoy yourself, you already came in with a negative attitude. So that's why you didn't enjoy yourself. You know. And then like one was like an older lady. She was like, she just looked salty the whole time. She looked, yeah, she looked extremely seasoned. Like, yeah, Larry's. She was straight Larry's, you know, all day. I was just like, I need you to like get unsalty, you know? Like, I'm like, why the fuck you here? You know? Yeah, coming in. Like, you can't come into an open mic salty. If you do, express that shit all night. That's what it's for, you know?
All right.
That's why it's called Smoking the Mic. You know, get up, smoke the mic, do your thing. You know, like, though, I was just like, because at first when he said it, it kind of hurt my feelings because the way that he said it, and he was kind of like an ass about it, too. And he was like, kind of talking to me like he's being real condescending, like, well, do this and this and this. You understand? You understand? And I'm thinking, what the fuck do you think he's talking to? I understand. I was just like, on my birthday. Right. I'm like, you trying to tell me how to run my show? And I was all like, oh, where the check is? Ooh, I was all like, yeah, you ain't written out no check. But none of the expenses I had to pay, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to talk about, well, you should do this and this and less of this and that and that and that. And he's all like, do less talking, you know, just go. Yeah, he said, I need to stop talking so much when I go up. He's like, well, you should just introduce the artist. Oh, so you want me to be a dry ass host here? Pretty much. Get up there, introducing so and so. Thank you. That was so and so. Introducing the next artist. Thank you. The next person. I was just like, no. Then he talked about it need to start on time. First of all, we are dealing with people of color. Nothing starts on time. Okay? Nothing don't start on time. You know, we could play a song for 8 o'clock. That bitch gonna start about like 9:38. Okay, so I'm just like, you know, I mean, come on, white chocolate, you've been around us before. You know we don't start shit on time. No matter how
CP,
hard we
come
try.
On.
Yeah, no matter how hard we try.
I've been to plenty of events. But, you
right.
know, I'm used to it, so it don't bother me.
Yeah, I know. It don't bother me either because I be expecting shit like, oh, it probably ain't going to start on time, no way. You know, but he
right.
had a big deal
I'd be
about
like,
it.
Oh, only reason why I show up on time is so I can get up on the list. But
right.
But I know it is not going to start on time. I just know
right.
I'm going to be on the
yeah.
list.
Yeah, because that's how I am, too. You get there early. You know, I like to be number 3 on the list. I don't like being first. So I like to be number 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't like to be first either.
Yeah, so I can see what everybody else doing first. And then I kind of like go off of that.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Right.
But I got a little discouraged for a minute because I was just like, damn. I'm like, this is my second show and you up here just like trashing my fucking show, you know. And, I was talking to a couple of my friends, and they was all like, he talking about he used to do open mics. It's like, yeah, girl, listen to him. Keyword, used to. Why he ain't doing them no more? He want to tell you how to do it, so why he ain't doing
them. Right.
Right. You know? Like, he always act like he got, like, and then he had me listen to a song, because I guess he's supposed to be a singer, but it was just music that I was listening to. And then the saxophone player was too loud. You know, and I was just like, so he felt like he could be brutally honest about my shit. I was brutally honest about his. He's like, what you think? I'm like, first of all, the saxophone player was out of tune. They were too damn loud, for one. They need to come in. I'm all like, yeah. Yeah, they need to come in, like, a little bit low and softer. You know, you just can't come in. Like, that's how they did it. They were blowing really hard. You don't do that, okay? You can't come in hard when you're doing a song. You're playing the saxophone, you're not coming in hard. I was just like, all the saxophone players that I listen to, they come in like, they kind of be like, creep their way on in. And then they gradually start like building up like the momentum. You have to like build up that tone. You can't just come in. No, I'm like, this shit is terrible. He's like, well, yeah, it ain't mixed and edited yet. Well, why you have me listen to it? It ain't mixed and edited
if
yet.
If it's not ready, right.
It's not ready. You don't come leave with some stuff like that. You better be ready. I'm all like, go back, mix and edit this shit first, and then bring it back. You know?
Right.
But after a while, I guess he caught himself being mad, and then he stopped talking to me for a minute, and I was like, good. Because then he said he was, he supposed to have been bringing his friends to my last show to critique my show and see how much I improved. Yeah. somebody I work with, this jackass I work with, and I was just like, how you going to talk about improve? I said, first of all, I just started doing this show. I'm not going to improve it enough. No, it's going to take some time to work out some kinks. Like, this is me. Like, yeah.
You have a show?
Yeah. He used to be open. Right. Exactly. I performed at open mics and I've done theater before. So it's like, I know how this shit works. And like, don't sit over trying to tell me how to do this. You know?
Right.
I can take suggestions. And when you straight try to like run to my show and tell me XYZ, I'm doing this and that wrong, I'm like, okay. When I see some money, then we can help. Because you ain't giving me no money for nothing. You know? But okay. So, Miss Voice, are you still there?
I'm still here with you.
Okay. So, Miss Voice, so, what prompted you to do spoken word?
Well, like everybody else, I've been writing since I was a little girl. And I've always wrote poems and, like, stories. So the spoken word came into play about 3 years ago. Actually, my friend won free tickets to go to a spoken word. And so beforehand, I didn't know if I was going to go or not. And I was going to go to the open mic, but I wasn't going to be on the mic because I always just wrote. I never really, you know, recited my poems. So I don't know. When I got there, my friend kept on encouraging me to go up, and I met the host. And I don't know, when I met the host, I just felt like I would be safe. So I went up, I did my poem, and I cried like a baby, and I've been going doing fucking word ever since. I think it was the poem that I did, and to actually, like, you know, if you, once you say something out loud, writing it down makes it permanent, but actually speaking it and, like, getting it out there is just, like, a relief.
Okay. Yeah, I know I had a,
So it was emotional.
Oh, yeah, me
certain
too.
Poems I've read and I can read and I might cry, so, you know.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I would get it as a, actually, that's what happened, was it the first show, I think I started it, I got up and I did my speech, I started talking, and then I looked around, it felt like something just hit me, and I just bust out crying, and I was just like, and I was crying so hard, like, I had to, like, hold myself up with my knees, because I thought I was going to pass out, and I was just like, this is the second production that I've done in 2018, and I packed the house. And, like, the first one was my one-woman show. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. I never put on one-woman show and packed the house. And I'm like, same thing with smoking the mic. Did not know how that was going to turn out. Packed the house again. And I'm like, this is insane. And then December. And then this weekend. Technically packed the house, even though I ain't really started yet, but the ticket sales are telling me both shows, like, we sold out the early bird special for both shows, the VIP tables, and it's like people still emailing me, how do I get tickets to Erotica Avenue? And I'm just like, wow. I had a feeling Erotica Avenue was going to be big, but I didn't know it was going to be that big. I was just like, the people are just like, really interested in coming and seeing the show. It's just like, wow. And I did a video a few days ago, and I started bawling in. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. I was just like, oh. And I just went ahead and just let it all out. I was like, oh, you're so local. This is my everybody. I'm just kidding. But I'm probably going to be emotional for a while doing this. I guess it's just like I don't, like I said, I've been doing smoking mics for 3 months, and it's like all really getting big, like getting popular, and people, more and more people want to be on the show, want to come to see it. And I had somebody just friend to me today, and they was like, how do I listen to an episode of Open Letter? I was like, oh shit, I got people who want to listen to Open Letter now. I was just like, oh, okay, all right. You know, when you finally get out there and do something and you see it go in the fruition, it's just like, wow, I'm really doing this shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a good experience. And I'm just so grateful for you all being on the show, you know, showing all your support. And I know I've been saying that a lot, but I want to just get express just how thankful I am for, like, everybody on Dragon Avenue, as like everybody been promoting the show. I'm going to say this again tomorrow, too. You know, I'm like, thank you so much.
I'm
very appreciative. Yeah, it's hard to find a good team of people. It's really, really hard. But I prayed on it, and I was like, send me the right people. And he sent me the right people. So I'm very grateful for everybody. I got to – don't get – y'all can say don't get emotional. Don't you start crying. Doing good today. So I'm like, I'm just excited. You know, like I was telling She Bob, we was talking about writing new pieces, and she wrote a couple of pieces. You said this morning. Oh wow. So yeah, that's what happened to me too. I wrote 3 poems this morning between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I go through till 4 this morning. And knowing I had to get up early and get ready for today, but it's like I had to write these pieces. They're all for Radical Avenue. So, yeah.
The problem is so
true, right? Because my homegirl, she sent me a link that Cardi B and Bruno Mars got a song called Please. And it's
Please Me.
I was working on a piece called Baby Please. And when I heard that song, it helped me finish writing that piece. Like, I had to, like, listen to it a couple of times and I'm writing, like, because I had to get in the mood. And then I had another piece called I Got You. And then My Brothers. And then, of course, The White Chocolate. I'm going to do a White Chocolate. That's from Water Avenue. Because I couldn't give that to Kayla Renee because she don't like white boys. So I was like, that wouldn't even say all right. I was
no,
just
I
like,
don't.
You're a white chocolate. No, I can't give that to Kayla Renee. Yeah. I was all like, I don't like white boys no more. You know, I was like, I went back to brothers. So, yeah. Yeah, it was much more white boys for a minute, like over 10 years, and just got tired of it, you know, because I was like, for a minute, I was really not attracted to black men for a long time, and I was really trying to get into them. And then finally, I gave a black man a chance. He turned out to be about, he wasn't about shit, but at least he, he didn't deter me from dating black men. So I was just like, he wasn't about shit, but at least my love for black men came back. The good qualities that I like about black men. And then the next black man made me love black men more. And I don't know what to say about him at this moment. I don't want to say he ain't about shit. And I don't want to say that he's wonderful. So, I don't know my friends today, so I'm not going to say anything about this person. I'm just going to, like, I'm just going to say neutral at this moment. I'm yeah, it's to be announced. How do I feel about this new person? To be announced. TBA. Yes, it's pending. My feelings towards him is pending at this moment. So, yeah. He's in pending status. Oh, yeah, I know that nigga listening. Yeah.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
Together.
Hey, sir. Yeah. You in pending status, nigga. Pending status. I ain't gave up yet, but I don't know if I want to stay. Pending. Pending status. That's the new term for like, I want to walk out and leave your ass at the same time to take your money. I don't know what I'm going to do. 2019 702 remix pending. Okay. I don't know if I want to go. I really don't want to stay. But hey, you need to get it together. Not us. You get it here. 702, get it together. Yeah. I'm all like, I don't really want to get it together. Can we get it together? No, I got it together. Yeah. Yeah. Pending status. I was like, I like your ass, but I hate your ass at the same time. Pending.
Right.
Like, hate your ass. Piss me off. But then I like your ass because then you sexy as fuck. So it's just like, pending. Pending. It's like, I don't know. If they do something to make it right, to where the pending status will go into acceptance level. It'll be approved. I'm like, okay, approved. Yeah, like a loan, approved. You know, like, you still, your credentials are still pending. Right.
It can be revoked.
Right. You don't want to revoke, because all it was is revoked, that's it. all right. So before we dove into the interview, I'm gonna do a song break, and then we go finish up the rest of the interview. Does that sound good, ladies?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold tight. Since this is Valentine's Day weekend, I'm gonna go ahead and play my favorite love song of all time. I'm not gonna tell y'all what it is, I'm just gonna play it and you're gonna be in your feels like, ooh, girl. She, oh my gosh, like, oh. So we'll be right back. If you're just tuning in, this is Danny Sky's Open Letter. I have the ladies of Erotica Avenue with me. Kayla Rain, the poet, a.k.a. White Chocolate Voice, and she evolving in the motherfucking building, you know, up here eating snacks and shit, you know. So, yeah. So we having a good time, and we'll be right back.
Can't believe myself, but ever since you've been gone,
I'm on board. like how this feel. Ain't no stress, no mistakes. Put in that work, you gon' miss me.
what's up? We are back. This is Den Scott Open Letters. So I had y'all grooving to some tunes for a minute. So, but if you're just tuning in, I'm with the ladies of Erotica Avenue, Miss Kayla Renee DePoy, aka White Chocolate, Miss Voice, and Miss She Evolve is in the building. So we got like
she,
8 minutes. Huh?
I'm sorry. I was asking my mom or something. My bad.
Okay. Yeah, I heard you yelling at the kids in the background. That's cool.
My bad. I got to multitask, you know.
Oh, I know. I know. I do it every day. I'm doing, especially today. This weekend, I'll be doing it. So I got a fun game. Kill, marry, sex with. So we got Jesse Williams, Channing Tatum, Kofi Thurbo, which is the dude that was in Queen Sugar Girl Trip. Kayla, oh, yeah. I already know you don't fuck with white dudes, so I know you're going to kill Channing Tatum. So,
yeah, Channing Tatum, I'll take him.
Okay, so you gonna kill him?
Wait, what'd you ask me again? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, Jesse Williams, Channing Tatum, Kofi Thurbo. Kill, marry, have sex with.
Let's see. No, I'm not gonna kill. I'll have sex with Shannon.
Okay. I feel so you do.
Mary, Jesse, and who's that with him?
Kofi Thurbo. The dude. He was in a Girls Trip. He played a dude that was on Master Jack Pinkett.
Who had a cut.
Yeah, the great group.
I guess dang, forgot about that. let me switch that. I'm gonna kill Channing like you said, and then have sex with him and marry. I'm still marrying Jesse though.
Okay, Voice. What about you?
Oh man, see, I'm gonna be the way I know how lame I am. So while you were saying the names, I was Googling because I don't even know. Like, I don't watch enough TV to even know. You should be like some trap rappers and some athletes. But Channing, I would say kill. Okay, so what was the other one? Jesse.
Jesse Williams and Kofi Thurbo that was in Girls Trip.
Okay. Kofi have sex with and... I guess marry Jesse. I don't like none of them though. But I guess
Jesse gonna have two wives.
Okay, what about you, Shiva? Kill, marry, sex with Jesse Williams, Channing Tatum, or Kofi? Mm-hmm.
I might have to marry Jesse. I mean, that's
Jesse gonna have three wives.
He's gonna be married. No, I lied.
Uh-huh.
The one from Girls Trip, because I do like my brother.
Yeah.
I can.
Yes, he is.
Marry
shocking.
Him.
Yes.
I touch Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't have sex with Jesse because I did. I'm sorry. I'd be trying to marry him, too.
Yeah.
And Channing, I'm sorry, sweetie.
You had to kill Channing.
I didn't even like the movie, so.
Everybody
yeah,
killing Channing.
Sorry. I mean, I revive him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he has to go. You got to go.
Okay, so I'm going to do, I am going to marry Kofi. I might have to have sex with Jesse and I might have to kill Channing. Yeah.
Channing, we love you.
Okay. Yeah, we love you.
White boy.
Channing,
you just didn't make the cut.
Yeah, you made the cut, boo-boo. You made the cut today. You didn't. So, all right. So we got 5 minutes. Dang, this interview went by fast. Man, we got to do this again. So, the next Erotica Avenue. So, we definitely going to do the next one is... It's going to be in the summertime. So.
All right.
July 21st, Erotica Avenue, Volume 2. I know Voice already said she on it. And you doing it? Doing it too, Shivo? Okay, I got Shivo.
I got an outfit already.
Oh, she said she already got an outfit already. Okay, okay. So now I need like more people for us for Veronica Avenue Volume 2. I got like between now and July, I got plenty of time. So it's gonna happen. I'll make it happen. Yeah, I think I'll probably make that post next month. Be like, Veronica Avenue Volume 2. I need such people. You know.
First matter.
Yeah. Oh, of course we go kill the first one. Of course, yeah. We got the first one. But yeah, so other than my event, does anybody have any other events coming up that they're doing that you want the listeners to know about?
Well, I don't necessarily have an event, but in April, I'm going to be featuring on an erotic neo-soul and spoken word album called When Love Has Spoken. My particular piece is called Honey Rain, and it's supposed to come out expected April 19th, and it'll be on all streaming platforms.
Definitely keep us posted, and matter of fact, post that in Smoking the Mic so we can stay up to date on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Will do. Yeah. Okay. Taylor, you got anything happening? Any more performances? Erotica Avenue?
I don't think so. Nothing like pressing. No features. Well, I have one at Dunaway with you, but.
Yeah, that's right.
March 9th.
Yeah.
Other than that, no. Somebody tried to reach out, but they was tripping, so I declined.
Oh, yeah, we had talked about that in the studio last week. Yeah.
So, that was the only other opportunity, but they was tripping, so I was like, never mind. I do, like, just the general open mics, but... You know, no other features right now that I have going on.
Okay. All right. Well, we about to go ahead and sail on out. So thank you, ladies, for being on the show. And make sure you come tonight and tomorrow for Erotica Avenue. It's going to be motherfucking hot. Two shows. Danny Sky Takeover. And I'm about to send it up for Gospel, thank you so much for tuning in to Open Letter. You have a great weekend, everybody.
So we all got children, products of the ghetto. Mama cooked the soup, daddy did the yelling. Uncle was a drunk, cousin was a felon. When he got pinched, he told him he wasn't telling. Auntie was a cook, her husband was a crook. Every job he had, they be paying him off the books. Ghetto university, knowledge is all it took. In the tenement, I was listening to the hook. Change don't come.